co-presentation of Yellow and CKUT.
That voice sounded so familiar, Zeke.
Howdy, yes. It's my, the doppelganger.
Doppelganger. I like the words today. The vocabulary is sharp today.
Evil twin. And I definitely want one of those special event shoelaces. Yeah, because mine are getting mighty, mighty dirty. Although
with
that's
the rain and all.
That's the question, which actually leads into what I was going to talk to a little bit later. In terms of this event, that whole Les Amis de la Montagne thing, is sponsored by Yellow. Yellow is a large major corporation. They probably farm out all of the manufacturing of their shoes. This is an assumption on my part. Correct me if I'm wrong, and somebody slap me with like a wet noodle or something like that, but I bet you most of their shoes are made in places like China and the Philippines, and they're like made by, I don't know, yeah, all sorts of, I don't know, 6-month-old babies who were whipped into a frenzy and stuff.
Come on now.
Hyperbole is effective.
I'm still doing this on purpose.
No, but
to instigate reactions.
Exactly. It's much more fun that way.
Yes.
But then my question is, okay, so they're advertising on CKUT.
Mm-hmm. And you're tying this to art, of course.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you the link.
Okay, and so there it's the sort of thing where obviously there's still a, that gray area between what is too corporate and what isn't corporate and so on is obviously been broached and become very, very gray. Then, although you seem to want to say something.
I like the way you define what is corporate and what isn't. I find that most fascinating about you.
Wait, which one? With having babies make shoes in China?
No, I'm not talking about that. And you have to be careful with your words there, Zeke. No, I was talking more about the way that we define what is corporate and what isn't in the city that we live in Montreal.
Okay.
I find it fascinating the way that you define it. And each time you strive to define it differently.
I do?
You do. But nonetheless, this is just a comment I'm making. However, I'm waiting for the link
okay.
to the arts.
Because there, it's the sort of thing where, it to me, the way that sort of CKUT is organized and set up and so on, that sort of like mention of Yellow, the corporate behemoths and stuff like that, the people who get babies to make shoes in China, should not be allowed on the air at all, ipso facto. No, they should be taken out and whipped with a wet noodle. So there, to me, there is a sort of very large, as opposed to being a gray area, there, to me, is a very defined line between good and bad. It is black and white. There is no gray area to me. However, obviously, the CKUT people see that as a gray area, hence the mention of Yellow and those special events, shoelaces, and so on and so forth. Which, not because I was going to talk about David Galanders, who is at the Meridian Hotel. And I think
which is just funny. Right?
I'm gonna try and get
there. That's what I'm saying again. Defining corporate.
But it is the sort of thing where it's their Viva Art Action, which was all over CKUT. There were ads. I think it's in like number 46 or something like that. And they got interviewed. They're going to be talked about next week. I think Rachel, bless her heart, has got a whole 15-minute reportage on that. They got interviewed on Movement Museum. They're this, that. They're hipster. They're like uber hipster. They're like the ultimate hipsters and stuff like that.
Can you let us know what it's all about? What's all the hype about?
I don't know. I didn't participate at all. But it is the sort of thing where I did notice that they made it into yesterday's New York Times travel section. And the travel section of the New York Times has advertisements which go for thousands upon thousands of dollars. And it's the sort of thing where the things that are advertising cost thousands upon thousands of dollars. It's sort of like you have cruises to Bali, where you then get to like see the Balinesian stuff and so on and so forth, which is make you extra special. And they have advertisements for like Rolex watches that cost more than the gross domestic product of like Sri Lanka. And you have like advertisements for like Lamborghinis. And I'm saying, like, who in their right mind does Viva Art Action and Lamborghinis? And obviously the people at the New York Times think that there is a connection. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting it there. And I'm sort of questioning, because to me, there is that large line. And if you make it into the New York Times and people are reporting about how cool and how hip and stuff like that you are, then at which point, that's just a little bit too mainstream for my comfort and so on. So as I wrote an email to a friend who does read the New York Times, because she lives on Long Island, and bless her heart, she's a really nice person, but she is a little bit more middle-class bourgeoisie than I am, shall we say. It's, I pointed out that now that they've taken pictures all over my neighborhood, obviously I'm going to have to move, because I don't want to be someplace that's like in the New York Times travel section. But it does lead me to say that, okay, there it's, I see it as a very large line between the black and the white, and there are the stuff that should be on CKUT, and there's the stuff that should not be on CKUT. And other people are obviously saying, no, everything can be on CKUT. We can put it onto Virgin Radio and play Phil Collins. Yeah, no problem. We can play, The Lady in Red. Here, there, everywhere. Everybody goes home happy.
I'm still wondering why there's a Viva Art Auction ad.
Action, yes. Excuse me. And there's an exclamation point after the Viva. So it's Viva! Art, yes. Action.
I thought it was an auction for
no,
some reason.
No, that's you, the second person who got confused.
Yes. Okay, so that's one thing that's clarified.
Yes.
Secondly, why is it in the travel section?
Because it was explained because it is the New York Times magazine section, or the New York Times.
Is it traveling to Montreal?
Exactly. So they are New Yorkers. It's what to do, how to be hip, and how to know.
Is that because there's no arts and culture section?
No, it is on top of the arts and culture section, but it's more like, so you're going to Montreal for the weekend. This is what to do.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Somewhat.
Yeah, no, it is the sort of thing where, just to me, it's that sort of stuff where people talking about culture, this is how it all ties into the art. Because you notice how David Galanders, who's got an art show at a hotel.
Meridian.
Uh-huh, which is on the corner of Sherbrooke.
It's a fairly important hotel.
Yeah, but it's at the corner of Sherbrooke and St. Mark, 1808 Sherbrooke West.
Fairly important.
It's a fancy-ass hotel, expensive hotel. But even I can walk in, and the doorman's still going to open the door for me and say, good day, sir. And the hotel, like the clerk at the desk, is going to say, how are you doing? And I'm going to say, fine, thank you, and how are you? But it is, if you notice, it's not going to get reviewed anyplace else except for this really, really obscure blog that I think gets read by 6 people, and I might be 3 of them.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Meridian corporate as well?
But the art isn't corporate, and it's all about the art. And it is then the coverage,
because I'm covering it.
And it is the sort of thing where if the corporations aren't covering, then it's okay for me to cover it.
I love your logic, Zeke.
It's not making sense to you?
I just love how you define what is corporate and what isn't. To me, anything that's sponsored or even funded or housed in a corporate institution or building is corporate.
No.
Yes.
Chinese
takeout.
You gotta put Margo's food microphone on.
No, Chinese food and Chinese takeout. That is two different sections. See, so he's just explaining that this is the where they sit down and they have their numbers, and this is where they have the takeout and they order.
But at the end of the day, it's still Chinese food, isn't it?
Hot dog. There you go. Yeah.
I don't know if hot dogs are.
No. You go to those new Chinese bakeries, and they have hot dogs. They have very, very nice hot dog buns.
That's Japanese buns.
But let's get back to the art. No, that's okay.
Japanese buns, really?
Japanese.
No,
burgers.
It's Chinese. It's Chinese.
Oh, it's Chinese food. Mm-hmm.
Something tells me Japanese, we have to get ourselves familiar with the proper
really
cuisine.
Yes.
So you think that anything...
No, I'm just wondering in the way that you define.
Okay.
The way that you're defining it is so...
black and white.
And, well, not so much black and white, but it's as if anything that's housed in a corporation or corporately owned place is not corporate because...
No, I'm talking about two separate things. Coverage...
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing here. I'm covering the arts, although I've only made mention of David Galanders. I haven't told what I think about art.
Yes, and you should mention
that. We'll get there eventually. But it is the sort of thing, to me, it's coverage. And there, if I'm going to talk about a show that is reviewed in the Gazette, that is reviewed in Time Magazine, that is reviewed in Cosmopolitan, then either I have to add something to it that makes my coverage completely and utterly different than anything you would get in Cosmo. And one easy way is just adding like a whole bunch of filthy words, because they can't do that in Cosmopolitan, they can't do that in Time, and so on and so forth. However, that's just a facile way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So yes, to embellish and go in depth and so on, hence like where, I was just talking about or thinking about this interview that I'm going to be doing on Tuesday's show next week, where it's a 7-minute film and I have a half an hour interview about it.
A 7-minute film?
Where I interview the people for half an hour.
But must have had a lot of material discussed in that 7-minute film for there to be a 30-minute.
But it is where, to me, and that's where it's, whether the art is like, it's, there where it is housed. Yeah, then discussion of the art being corporate is a completely separate thing. It is when the coverage the corporations cover it, because all I'm doing is covering it. I'm not making the art. I'm just covering it. I'm reporting about it. I'm publicizing it. I'm pushing it out there, telling people this is good, bad, or indifferent. Actually, no, I don't tell anybody something's indifferent. I say it's either good
you
or it's bad.
I haven't done that yet. No. I'm waiting for that to happen.
You might
a
wait a
lot. Neutral reaction.
What's...
I'm looking forward
That's
to it.
That's like art journalism, eh?
No, Margo. It's either good or it's bad, and there's no in between.
As you're mentioning, the black and white. Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's get back to the David Galanders, because we don't have much time until Amy Goodman comes running up here, like, what's his name from, where is it? Jamaica, who runs really, really fast. What's his name? Usain Bolt. Because she's coming up like a freight train. But anyhow, David Galanders, he's got a show this is what I adore, because it is a show you can see 24/7. You have a desire to see art at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. It's there.
I'm sorry.
And it's a great show, too. It's all about the paint.
Margo, note that down.
That's good. I'm going to keep that one. That's good. No. Don't ask me anything.
Because Margo has done this before. She's gone to places at 3 a.m. This is why she's giggling right now.
I know. She gets the Jones just like I did. So you start shaking, and then at which point you suddenly say, I got to go see art.
If you see Margo at 3 a.m., you know why.
Anyhow.
She's done it before, Zeke.
Okay. And it is a sort of thing where, because it's in a hotel lobby, hotel lobbies are open all the time. So at which point, bam, you can go. And it's kick ass sort of thing. I think there are probably about 25, 26 tiny, tiny paintings. They're like, I'm holding my thumbs together and making them into sort of like a U shape and sort of like pretending I'm like one of those artsy fartsy directors from the 60s and so on, saying, let me frame this scene here. But that's about the size of the paintings. And they're all, they're all vaguely greenish and stuff like that. And their oil paint, which is really, really thick and
costly as well.
No,
what, they're tiny
they
paintings.
Just did it that
they're
way.
Just little paintings. It but it's variations on green, going white to green, green to white, and all the sort of tones in between, and they're on paper, which gives them a sort of what would it be? A sense of let's go on the vocabulary. A sense of fragility. How do you like that one? And they're very abstract, and it is really about concentrating. Because they're so small, you got to get really, really close. You almost like bump your nose into the glass on the frame and stuff like that. But then you sort of take a step back because you realize you are sort of bumping into things. And you realize that it is looking about how the paint interacts with the other paint and how they all sort of fit onto the page. And really, they're just sort of really pretty. It's almost it occurred to me looking at pictures of it. It's, you know how when you see like old glass windows from like the 1800s and stuff like that, and they go thick and they go thin, and then you get really close and everything gets sort of blurry and so on, and then you get some rain on it and it gets even blurrier and so on. And it's sort of like looking through one of those windows at a grass field with some trees and stuff like that, because it's all green into white and stuff like that. And so it's like a gray cloudy day or something like that with a green, and it's very verdant. And ooh, another good word. How do you like that one?
Tell you, sharp with your words today.
My coffee must be done. Anyhow, I think Amy Goodman is bugging my thing. Anyhow, but yes, this is a wonderful, wonderful show.
Oh my God, this is the Monday edition of the morning after.
You got it, Margo.
Amy Goodman's
yes, what
coming
a show
on,
it is, indeed.
We're so relaxed here.
And anyhow, you have until December 6th. Let me spit that out again. Although I may have the vocabulary, I can't pronounce my numbers to save my life. The 6th of December. Which is the day before they whatchamacallit blew the hell out of one of those Japanese towns. And so you have
Hiroshima.
Until yeah,
I
exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. Here, December and February are two different months.
No, December 6th. I didn't say. When did I say February?
Your
brain is obviously elsewhere.
Duh.
You're thinking corporate. February must be the corporate month.
Wow.
On that. We're going to go and ask the Knox, you know,
headlines. It's called Soggy Land. The guy's name is David Galanders, G-I-L-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. It's the Meridian Hotel, 1808 Sherbrooke West. And it's absolutely phenomenal and wonderful and amazing.
Okay.
24/7.
Amazing art.
I still am fascinated by how you define what corporate is and what isn't. See,
you better turn off my mic or else we're going to argue forever and Amy Goodman's going to get pissed off.
Tune in for Democracy Now! Starting now. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.